100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday.
I thought it was Friday this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was ready for a feel-good Friday. It's feel-good Thursday instead.
Did you know what day it was, Scott?
Of course I did.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Woke up and looked at my phone and it said Thursday. And I went, today's Thursday.
Hey, look, it happens to the best of us. Just hearing then about the expanding mussel and oyster industry, that is something I'm quite excited about.
Now, is it funding to, I guess, expand the amount that's, like, being harvested?
How many are growing, where they're growing, all that stuff. But then they're like, plus, we're also going to grow the algae industry. I'm like, less exciting.
I prefer the algae industry. Make sure it grows. We need another one.
Where do you need one? Ties Hill?
Ties Hill. Whack one in. An Aldi in every suburb. Take it.
Is your dream?
Yes.
There we go.
Very much so.
We have different dreams. Are you an oyster guy, Scott?
God, no.
Yeah, I knew it.
God, no.
I love oysters.
Yeah, you like oysters?
Mornay, Kilpatrick, fresh.
Fresh. Yeah. Oh, fresh oysters.
Bit of lemon.
Give me a Sydney Rock anytime. Scott's like,
Am I missing out?
You don't think so, do you? You're like, I'll take the little bacon and cheese when they grill them off the top. Can you put that as a separate dish?
Yeah, make that just a side.
And on toast.
I tell you who does some really good Kilpatrick oysters, though.
Oh, yes.
Like Cannon Food Bar, I think it is. Food Bar and Restaurant over at Warners Bay Esplanade. So good.
Cannon.
Oh, okay. Cannon. Oh,
get
my
around
God.
It.
Amazing.
Oysters. And you know what? I'd be excited about that. Oysters are too expensive at the moment. Mm. They're crazy. So if the more we grow, surely we'll bring the price down a little bit.
Fingers crossed.
That's the dream.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And a battle of the football codes is taking it to the stage rather than the football pitch. It announced yesterday the Kid Leroy is the halftime entertainment for the NRL and NRLW Grand Finals, which is huge.
That is big. An interesting, like a younger generation artist.
Well, it's great that they've got an Australian.
That too.
Is fantastic. He's a big fan of South Sydney Rabbitohs, grew up in Redfern, so loves the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They're not making the finals. There's no way they're going to be there, but rugby league's in his blood. It's great to see that they haven't gone and picked some American artist that has absolutely no idea what's happening.
Like the AFL.
And I'm looking at the AFL. He's up against Katy Perry. Mm. And the Kid Leroy will take it home hand over fist. Hand over fist.
I think it's a good choice. I feel like in the past, they're going to be older with the musical act.
Yeah. They've always tried to spice it up with something different. Remember Meatloaf, different genre. Remember when Meatloaf did the AFL Grand Final?
Oh, my God. Wasn't that a travesty?
I love Meatloaf. I'd do anything for love, but I would not watch that again. It was absolutely horrific.
It was one of the worst performances of all time. Have you seen it, Ari?
No.
Do yourself a treat.
Eat the food rather than watch the singer.
No. Like, you don't have to like the music because you can watch it and go and just watch, I don't know, like a performer disintegrate on stage.
So, like, most performers at the moment.
Like a Meatloaf that doesn't have enough binding in it.
Again, Meatloaf would have been, may you rest in peace, a heck of a performer.
Oh, yeah. But back in the day, he was unreal. Exactly, you can see stuff, on YouTube.
On AFL Grand Final day, he did not cut the mustard.
Nope. Not at all.
But again, you'd pay good money to see About Out of Hell live. You would pay good money. And people did.
Yeah.
And they were disappointed. The Kid Leroy's not going to let anyone down.
No, it'd be amazing. He's got that new single out at the moment.
New music. Plus, I wouldn't be surprised. Cheeky surprise guest, his girlfriend, Tate McRae.
Isn't she touring?
Yeah, but I think the tour's wrapping up.
And he could also probably just give her a call. And be like, hey, come give us a hand with this, would you?
FaceTime.
This is how Mel dies.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that is exciting. Good call as well from them, I think.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, we're talking Trump now. Apparently, he's out on the campaign trail at the moment, making as many promises as he can, trying to get as many voters as he can.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he had the election in the bag. But now, obviously, things have changed with Biden stepping aside. So I think he's having to work extra hard, and it's leading him to do interviews and speaking opportunities they might not normally do. Just the other day, he sat down and engaged with American podcaster Lex Fridman. Mm-hmm. And it was a very long chat. Went for about an hour. And they just covered all sorts of topics, like a wide range of topics.
Sure.
And at some point, Lex decided to engage him on footage of UFOs, which a lot of conspiracy theorists think that the US government hides a lot of this, hoards it, and doesn't let it out there because they're too worried what the American public will do.
There's so many movies in Hollywood about this type of stuff.
That's right. And here, Lex, have a listen to this. Lex basically engages him and said, if you're elected, can you let some of this out? And listen to Trump's response.
Will you help push the Pentagon to release more footage, which a lot of people claim is available?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I would do that. I'd love to do that. I have to do that.
Listen to the escalation. It goes from, oh, yeah, I have to do that. Yes, I must do that.
Do you think he's an actual believer? Do you think he actually believes, or do you think he's doing it just so that those with the tinfoil hats on are like, oh, yes, we'll get this vote because he is one of us?
I reckon.
My theory is he says whatever it takes to get any additional voter and the one he's sitting with in the room at that moment.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
I don't think he believes any of it.
He sounds quite disengaged with this whole conversation with this guy. He's like, oh, yeah. Like, he doesn't even know what he's saying, I don't think.
He's 78 now. You know,
really?
Yeah, so he's getting on in. He's probably, by the end of an hour, he's exhausted.
If you haven't seen a UFO by the time you're 78, then what are you doing?
That's right. Well, good question. And if you were already president once and didn't let it out last time, why didn't you let it out then?
New information, mate.
But I don't think it is.
Between the time that he was 72 and 78, he saw a UFO. And now he's a believer.
And now he's got the footage and he's going to let it out. I strongly doubt it.
UFM. The Novos.
Putting a job can sometimes be an uncomfortable task, right? Organising a sit-down meeting, then you've got to open up about your thoughts, your feelings, and then dropping the bomb that you want to get out of there, you want to resign.
Yeah, right.
Well, in some countries, quitting a job is actually frowned upon, particularly over in Japan. So this article that I've just found from CNN actually states that tendering your resignation can be seen as the ultimate form of disrespect in the world's fourth biggest economy, Japan, where workers traditionally stick with one employer for decades, if not for a lifetime.
It sounds like a prison sentence, doesn't it? Rather than an employment contract, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have to stay there. In the most extreme cases, grumpy bosses can actually rip up resignation letters and also harass employees.
What does that even mean?
And force them to stay, according to sources.
It feels like a hostage situation.
It does.
You will stay. Actually just work for you. I can leave. No, you can't.
It's like you're in a relationship and you go, I want to break up with you. The other person goes, no.
No, you're not allowed. Here, give me that resignation letter. It's done.
You just ripped up our show plan. Okay, I'll work hard on that.
That was my resignation letter, by the way.
You're a grumpy
boss. I'm going to stay here and keep working for now.
All right, that's fine. Well, some residents are tending now to utilise the service of resignation experts. So for the price of maybe a fancy dinner, many Japanese workers hire these proxy firms to help them resign stress-free. So they're like, yep.
You sort it out.
Yeah, I need to get out of this.
Is this like a one-time fee or a subscription model? Because I've got my Disney Plus, I've got my Netflix, I've got my Coles, I've got my every other subscription. I'm not paying for another one.
It is a one-time fee.
That's good.
Yep. Oof. But like the thing is, like, some people, they try and quit and they're like three times these bosses are like ripping their papers up.
Some like ridiculous.
Are like on their knees bowing to them out of respect going, no, I don't disrespect you, but I just want to resign. I want to find another job and whatever. And they go, nah. So, yeah, so there you go. You have to hire other people. It's like a Secret Service or a detective or something. Like, you're hiring someone else to take care of your issues.
Well, there you go. I mean, luckily we live where we live.
No, no.
Where you want to quit the job, you just go, I won't see you on Monday. It's sometimes as simple as that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So a really important event is actually coming up this Saturday. The Mental Health and Wellbeing Expo will be held at Newcastle Racecourse on Saturday. So from 9:30 till 3:30, there'll be lots of, you know, different stalls and things to, I guess, you know, wander around, talk about nutrition, talk about all
health.
The ways. Yeah, well, that's right.
Food.
Just make sure, you know, you have support available to you. It's all about mental health. So if you can go, if you need to go, absolutely get down to the race course this Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm. Is it going all day sort of thing?
Yeah, 9:30 till 3:30.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
New FM.
Hey! Check. We're going to want to remember.
The Novos. On this day.
All right, 5th of September, and if you can remember back to 1698, the Russian Tsar Peter the Great first imposed a tax on beards.
So what does this mean exactly?
Essentially, to reform, he basically wanted to raise some more money for the country. So he ordered that gentlemen, merchants and other subjects, except priests, should pay a tax of 100 rubles a year if they wanted to keep their beards.
Unbelievable.
So these are like the wealthy type of people. If you were a commoner, just your everyday Crevo or Scott or Ari, you had to pay one kopeck per year, which is like your cents kind of thing back then.
Right.
So a lot cheaper if you're just an everyday person and you want to grow a beard. But if you're rich, you got to pay big money.
It's not worth it. Shave it off.
Well, that's what I would have thought, but I think it was a bit of a status symbol, you know. Oh. He's a man about town. He's got a beard. He can pay his one kopeck.
He can afford his cent.
He can pay his 1 cent.
Sure.
Exactly. So, look, he was a bit of a... I think he wasn't a great man, but he did a lot of interesting things. His fascination was with shipbuilding and maritime power. So he was all about building up the ships and expanding his empire as much as possible. Moving forward a little bit from 1698 to 1960, when America boxer Muhammad Ali, back then he was Cassius Clay, he won the gold medal in the 175-pound division at the 1960 Olympic Games in Rome, which then basically kicked off his professional career.
Wow.
And, of course, he became one of the most, you know, legendary boxers of all time. Moving forward a little bit to 2001 on this day, when at a scientific conference in Washington, D.C., a.k.a. a gathering of the nerds, they described an observation of energy, which we now, like a theory, which we now know as a black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
Wow.
It's scary that things go into a black hole and never come out.
Well, that's it.
And where do they go?
And all of that energy concentrated into such a tiny area.
Terrifying.
If only we could bottle that. We wouldn't have to worry about power bills ever again.
Oh, true.
I mean, there's a lot of energy all happening in there and out there in the universe.
My first thought was waste disposal. J.J.R. Richards going out of business and throwing everything into a black hole.
Chucking all in there.
Yeah.
You've got like empty cans and, you know, dare ice coffee bottles at the bottom of your ute tray. Just chuck them straight in the black hole, no worries.
Do you really need your 10 cents a bottle? Nah, I'd rather chuck my stuff in a black hole, thank you.
Much easier, just get sucked into oblivion. Not a lot of famous birthdays of people I recognise, so I've just picked Michael Keaton. He's turning 72.
Oh, my God.
He looks good for 72, don't you reckon?
Beetlejuice.
Right, exactly. The timing couldn't be better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some national days and international days. National Cheese Pizza Day.
Oh, give it to me.
Thoughts on cheese pizza? You see one on the menu. Would you ever order that?
Only if it was a 3-cheese pizza.
That's my thoughts
Wavelength that.
Yeah, you're in a lovely Italian, and if they've got the... I forget what it's called when it's 3 for 4 cheeses.
Yeah.
You go, I'll have that.
Mm.
It's also World Samosa Day. I don't mind a samosa as well. You know, you're at Raj's Corner. Add that to the order. Oh, my God, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Crispy on the outside. Pillowy on the inside. So yeah, it's a Crevo approved. And it's also National Be Late for Something Day. So if you've got a meeting or something today, especially if it's really important, you know, your future depends on it, that sort of stuff, be late and then tell them that. It's a fun fact. It'll make a good impression.
Terrible advice.
Good for an interview.
Yeah, it's exactly. Oh. Great bit of advice for an interview. You've got an important job. I'd be late. That's my top tip right there.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
This story that I want to jump into, I hope nobody else is doing, because I think it might ruin your relationship if you even tried. So this Bondi man has begun charging his girlfriend of 3 months $75 per night to stay at his apartment. Citing the rental crisis and the rise of living costs, it's that's the reason why.
What's wrong with that? I charge Emmy.
You do not.
$25 a night.
Yeah, makes it work at the shop.
Yeah, so give her a weekly rate.
I just want to retire, Grevo.
No. Not on my watch.
Well,
maternity leave, schmamermity leave.
Oh, my God. This man quotes that, you know, it's a similar nightly rate to a youth hostel in the area, and he just wants to make sure that she's not using me for accommodation.
If you're
that skeptical about that's the reason that she's with you, that's not going to be a successful relationship.
How has he found someone that agrees to that?
Right.
Is my question.
The arrangement also includes, get this, discounts for stays exceeding 3 consecutive nights.
Oh, that's reasonable then. He's given her a deal. What's she complaining about?
What else does she have to do? Well, his girlfriend says, it's a bit of a rip-off. I don't even get my own bed, which is true. Like, if you're staying in his bed, like, you have to share everything, so it's a costly feat.
Well, but it's at Bondi. Have you seen the price of rents in Bondi?
I don't want to know.
It's worse than Merriweather.
Even if she stayed 7 nights,
yeah,
at $75 a night with a discounted rate,
yeah,
the cheapest rent you'll get in Bondi.
It probably is. She's actually found a bit of a hack there.
Loophole. It's just like the girls that go on Tinder dates for the free dinners.
Oh, I've heard about that.
It's a hack. Take it.
Well, why don't you just put her on the lease and then make it 50-50?
Because he's only been dating her for 3 months. Right. He doesn't want to commit to 3
and
months.
Also,
not long enough.
She'll have to pay more then if it's 50-50.
Either way.
That's very true.
She'll be up for more costs.
Yeah, it's true. Either way, he remains quite optimistic about his romantic solution. He says he's thinking of introducing a loyalty program. If she stays for 10 nights in a row, I'd take her out for dinner.
Oh, that's good. You give her like one of those cards from Coffee Club.
Yeah,
you know,
stamp
where
it.
You get a little, and it cuts out the little coffee cut shape out of the thing. You get 10 of those. That's actually a good idea. Free dinner.
Look, if Will starts, my partner Will starts doing this to me, there will be a discussion had.
Well, he's in a little mansion in Mayfield, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, you know what? Price of rents in Mayfield are through the roof.
I bake him little desserts.
What do you reckon? $50 a night? Would you do that?
It's pretty decent.
That's pretty decent. Mm. It's probably cheaper than a rent for the week.
I would rather bake him some food and give him some alcohol because that stuff is priceless, made out of love.
Oh, yeah.
But the priceless, our bottle of alcohol is $49.99
yeah,
off
the
shelf at Costco.
There's money's worth more than that, isn't it?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So, I don't know if you guys remember a while ago on the show, I talked about how we met randomly when travelling in Rome, somebody from the Mayfield Park, the dog. Haven't seen him pretty much since I told that story. And yesterday, there he was.
What are the chances?
What are the chances, right? Very unlikely. And there it was. We're having a chat going, oh, how funny was that, you know? And then I said, well, we're thinking about travelling overseas again.
Oh.
I won't tell you where. Let's just meet up there.
I'll
see you there. Good times. Our dogs had a run around. It was a fun time. But yeah, what are the chances? Like I said,
are they as like into travelling as you are?
I think so. They're travellers. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So there is a high likelihood that you'll run into them somewhere.
I just reckon it'll happen. I just think it's going to happen again.
That.
In my heart of hearts, I truly believe one trip along the way, we're going to see the owners of Edie the dog.
I was in a hostel in Germany,
yeah.
And at the bar, a girl turned to me and said, you're Australian, she had me order. And I went, yeah. She goes, where are you from? I said, New South Wales. She goes, same. Where? Western Sydney. Where? Turned out, she was my sister's best friend's ex-best friend's sister.
What
are the chances?
Oh,
so they both had connections to my sister's best friend.
That is extraordinary.
Crazy. In a hostel in Germany, never heard of her.
There's really is that 6 degrees of separation
with everyone.
Yeah.
With everyone.
Everyone is interconnected. Be kind to your fellow human.
Yeah, it could be your cousin.
Well, that's it. I mean, be kind.
Hopefully not. You know about your cousin, but hopefully not. Hopefully not.
Be kind to your fellow human. You don't know how you're connected to them.
UFM. The Novos.
And Crevo, something I've done in the studio recently, as for whatever reason, given you the ear at something awful.
I can't believe it. I do not understand.
Obviously, we come in here very early on in the morning.
Sure.
You're living off a diet of coffee, and maybe a little bit of breakfast, but again, it's hard to get a full breakfast in.
Yeah, and you don't want it this early in the morning.
Not at all.
Right?
So I bought with me a cup of soup for breakfast, and didn't that just get chins wagging?
Well, soup is not a breakfast food.
Cup of
straight
soup
off the bat
is more than okay.
No, what? It's a ridiculous food to have for breakfast. Soup should be only enjoyed after 11:30 a.m. Absolutely. It's like the old school Macca's menu rules. It shouldn't be available before 11:30 a.m. I stand by that. It is too hearty a meal.
Why are you raining on somebody's parade?
Because it's the wrong food at the wrong time. No, it's the wrong food at the wrong time. You have an interesting diet, to say the best, to say the least. Like, you don't eat veggies and stuff, and I can accept that. But soup before 11:30 a.m., it's an absolute no from me.
There's nothing
wrong with it. And I will stand on that, and I will stand by that.
You know what? It's actually real good. Gets the vocal cords warmed up, gets the body feeling rejuvenated, ready to seize the day in these early hours. It just having a bit of potato and leek first thing.
No, nobody else in our region, nobody else will be having soup before 11:30 a.m. I guarantee it. You are a man on an island.
Here's the joy of a cup of soup, but all it requires is a boiled kettle. Like, you're not full going out and making stuff. You don't have to overly prepare anything. If you want to have your toy soldiers or whatever they're called and dip your toast in there, we've got a toaster in the tea room. Like,
I swear you're a man on an island.
You can make this a delicacy.
Nobody else. I am
not on an island.
Where do you stand on this, Ari? Do you think it's okay to have soup before 11:30?
No, because soup is like, it's got spices in it, you know? Like potato and leg's got like little noodle bits in it. Like, it just depending on what you have, it's a savory item that's meant to be for lunch or dinner, I think.
Thank you.
Can I just say on that note, just for the jury to make a decision on, Ari, what are you currently drinking at 6:42 in the morning?
Irrelevant information.
A can of energy drink.
Yeah.
Is it a better breakfast than a soup? No, it is not.
That's a tradie's breakfast, Ari. That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
I'm not taking a word from anyone drinking energy drink this hour in the morning.
Just go do some plumbing afterwards and you're absolutely justified.
Breakfast of champions.
I am not on an island. 4967-4105.
You won't find anyone else.
Soup for breakfast.
Is it right or wrong?
Right or wrong.
I'm telling you it's wrong. You're the only one doing this.
Well, we do have a poll running on our Instagram at @thedovos_. So soup for breakfast. Would you have it for brekkie? 67% say no chance.
Shelley on the Instagram page says soup isn't any time food.
Oh, that is
Team
ridiculous.
Scott all the way.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's let Newcastle decide now, shall we?
In Wood Rising, morning Vina, tell us, soup for breakfast, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Why not? Tell me why.
No way. I don't even eat it at lunchtime, let more breakfast.
Yeah, for you dinner only, is it?
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah. I'm really, really sick.
Yeah, correct. That is right. You know what? That is well said. I appreciate Vina's input. Let's go to Newcastle next. Good morning, Stacey. What are your thoughts?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. I've already had my chicken noodle soup.
Get it. Yes, Stacey. You've had some today.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Do you work for Continental by any chance?
I don't. But I work in a cold office and sometimes it's breakfast of champions.
Stacey just gets it. Stacey in Newcastle is all about it.
Can't believe this.
Maybe we should just introduce Stacey to Hot Weet-Bix. Hot porridge.
Possibly. Porridge? Other things for breakfast. Anything but soup, right?
Wrapping it up with Matthew in Edgeworth. Hey, Matt, what do you think? Soup for breakfast, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey! Good on you, Matt.
Interesting.
Listen to the excitement in Scott's voice.
Growing up playing sports, mate, my nan used to bring me bacon bone soup in a thermos. Now that is breakfast of champions.
Oh,
bacon
that's actually very bone. Sweet.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I guess like a ham bone sort of thing, is it?
Yes. Oh, it's brilliant, mate, especially on a cold morning. Lovely.
I'm feeling the love this morning. I'm about it.
Scott's grinning ear to ear. And you know what? Taking it 2-1, we actually have to give it to him.
Yes, we do.
1053 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
It's easy to win for your Thursday morning. Three items. I'm going to give them to you shortly. You just got to list them from the cheapest through to the most expensive. You do that, you're playing lowest to luxe. So let's head to the phones. Jess in Dungog. Good morning, Jess.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, Jess, three items today all have a theme. Now, earlier in the show, Crevo brought up that today is National Be Late for Something Day. So I've looked up the top excuses why people are late. And the items have something to do with that. One of the top excuses is there was too much traffic. So item number one is an I Heart Road Construction sticker from Redbubble. It's basically a bumper sticker.
Okay.
The second one, people say they slept in. A Kmart two-pack of polyester pillows, low profile. So it's two pillows from Kmart. And your third item, people say that they were late for something because they forgot to set an alarm. A Samsung Galaxy Watch 6 from JB Hi-Fi. So running through them again for you, Jess. You've got a bumper sticker that says I Heart Road Construction, which nobody
likes. Yeah.
Nobody would want that. A two-pack of pillows from Kmart and a Samsung Galaxy Watch 6 from JB Hi-Fi. Cheapest to the most expensive. Off you go.
Okay. The sticker and the pillows have got me because they're both probably going to be cheap. Let's go. We'll go the sticker first. We'll go the pillows and then we'll go the watch.
Are you sure?
No, I'm never sure with you guys,
well,
but you know.
Let's lock it in.
Unpredictable is what we're about, so I appreciate that.
Let's lock it in. Just as a hypothetical here, Jess, how much do you reckon two pillows from Kmart are?
Look, I went and got some not long ago, and I think they were about $6 or $7 or something, just for your cheap brand one.
Okay, well, I can tell you that an I Heart Road Construction sticker from Redbubble is $2.56.
Jeez, that's cheap.
For a sticker, you'll take that any day.
That is cheap.
A two-pack of pillows from Kmart is $4.
Oh, my God, so he's still in this at this
still
point.
In this. And,
but we do need the watch to be more than $4 to win this.
Could the Samsung Galaxy Watch from JB Hi-Fi be more than $4? It is indeed
$3.99. Some real fans have won the tickets. Fantastic. Well done. Enjoy the nights and enjoy the NRLW as well. Those are all yours. Gold reserve as well.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Much appreciated as well. And coming in from Dungog as well.
Love it.
We love the commitment there.
UFM. The Novos.
And now, cost of living is going up a lot. A lot of things you notice, like a year ago, I swear that was half the price, or you know, that whole thing with the $10 meals they used to do on Colesworth, right, where they'd have the Curtis Stoner be dancing around for some unexplained reason. Why is he dancing in a supermarket? Just, you can just show us the mints or whatever you're showing us. You don't need to dance mints while you're doing it.
Fun experience being in the supermarket. Always fun.
Always be dancing. And you go, that's not $10 anymore. Here's the latest that's going to cop an absolute hiding when it comes to prices. Butter. Now, apparently, Australian butter is in high demand overseas.
What?
So exports are going right up, and like other countries want our butter real bad because it's real buttery. And the quality's really high. And look, Australian dairy is some of the best in the world, and it's very in demand, but butter is the latest one. That, and also, butter is becoming more popular. Butter is, because for a long time it had a bit of a bad health reputation.
Yep.
But now with your keto-style diets, they're going, actually, get into butter. It's actually fantastic. Eat as much as you want, that sort of thing.
It's very confusing.
So butter demand in Australia is up for its buttery goodness, and butter demand overseas is up, and it's creating a perfect storm for butter prices. They're saying a stick of butter may go over $10 soon.
What?
So,
no, thank you.
Here is my advice. Get a couple of butter sticks in the fridge, stock up, because butter prices are going through the roof.
Do you know what I love? I've been, I actually bought a butter recently.
Bought a bit of butter for your bread?
Yeah, a little bit. Can I get another B word in there? No, I can't. But the amount of butter style spreads.
Oh, yeah.
And the rise in, it's not actual butter.
No.
It's just I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter, but it's very similar to butter.
Yes,
for my bread.
It is butter style. I mean, you see this across the board. They go vanilla flavored dessert because they can't legally say it's ice cream. Like,
that's
you see
right.
that across the board. But in terms of butter style is the trend.
Would you like a bit of butter style for your bread instead?
No.
I don't think so. I want some real butter for my bread.
You can't throw some DS in there like that. You can't butter style.
Exactly. So here's my tip. Get some extra butter while it's still cheap because it's going up in price. And if you've got good butter, it lasts up to 5 months in the fridge, no problems.
Oh.
It's not like your milk that goes off next week. You can have a couple of butter sticks. Buy 6 months worth is my top tip.
How much butter are you using?
I don't know. Quite a lot, actually. If you do good cooking, you need butter. It makes everything taste better.
The thing that astounds me about people shopping around and getting butter from the shelves and whatever, they always go for the fancy brands, like your Western Star or whatever.
Once you try Western Star, you'll never go back.
Lurpak.
See, well, I don't get it. Just get like the $2.50 ones.
Well,
from Coles
firstly,
brands.
They hardly exist anymore. Yeah. And secondly, once you try those, elite butters are on another level.
Yeah, sometimes you get the ones that aren't as dear and they get solid. But you get a Lurpak or a Western Star,
stunning.
Always soft.
You want a bit of better butter for your bread. Trust me on that one.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, you might have noticed a lot of moths and bugs around the last couple of weeks as the weather's changing, right? And that's typical. As seasons change, different, like, bug groups activate or whatever.
Wow.
Spare a thought, though, for China right now, where in one town, over a billion mayflies descended.
Oh.
It caused traffic chaos because the roads became so covered in these flies that the wheels wouldn't turn and were spinning, or cars crashing into each other left and right. It's caused absolute bedlam there. And the like, everywhere's just thick with these mayflies at the moment. It's just total chaos.
How does that happen? Where do they all come from?
They're just swarming at the moment because, once again, it's change of the seasons and the similar sort of thing happening in this area of China.
Wow.
And out of the, I guess, countryside and into the city they come. And it's just absolute carnage.
These are like big horse flies, like the really big ones.
They're sort of like, they look like a long and sort of chunky mosquito is how I'd describe them.
Okay.
We've got them in Australia. They've got sort of big tails off the end. But we just have a few around like your dams and stuff. They don't really swarm here. But spare a thought for them at the moment. The footage is carnage. It's crazy at the moment.
It's bad enough when you're walking through like a pack of insects and you can see it coming when you're on a walk. You'd be like,
I don't want to
at least you
that.
Can see through it.
That's right. Well, the footage is amazing. Have a little Google online. We've sort of like those termite migration sometimes here in Australia in the summer, but this is on another level. Absolutely wild.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And I've seen an interesting advertisement that's popped up online recently. Someone is selling a ute that's clocked up over around 900,000 Ks on it. So basically it's travelled a long way. They've obviously had this car for ages and it's still going.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
And you occasionally hear of the million-kilometre car, which this is so close to, right? And some, especially people that drive in, say, the remote outback or something, and maybe they have, like, I think it was a courier run that I saw. Somebody had in, a very long postal run in the outback, and they did it 1 million kilometres, which is just extraordinary for one vehicle to last that long.
And even if you're not doing, like, big trips or anything in your car, still some cars, if you look after it well enough and, you know, you're a bit lucky as well, they can last you many, many years.
They just go and go and go, don't they?
Yeah, it's like Milo. Get it?
What's that?
My mum gives me Milo to go and go and go.
No.
You know that ad?
No.
I do not know that ad.
Okay, moving right along. Okay, so here's what we want to do. We want to ask, what's something you own that's lasted forever? 4967 4105. I've got one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So My mum and I, we're big cooks in our household.
Sure.
We have all the bits and the bobs.
The Gaddy family kitchen.
That's
is
right.
Famous.
So the utensils that we have, some of them are new, but there's like little spatulas that we have, like wooden spoon spatulas that have lasted probably over 20 years.
That is impressive.
Mm.
In fact, speaking of spatulas, etc., while we're in that area, when I went to uni, my mum said, oh, here, have this potato masher, right? We've got a spare.
Mm.
Got a spare. It was from the 80s, early 80s, and it's still going today.
Jeez.
It's still my only potato masher.
Yeah, wow.
That's like a lifetime ago.
Time to retire it.
It works perfectly. Why would I get rid of it? It's absolutely perfect.
Another one that comes to mind for me as well, Dad is a typical dad. He has a lot of tools down in the shed and whatever. He's got spanners that he's used since like his apprenticeship.
Wow.
And he's 67 today. So, well, not today, but these days he is.
At the moment, he's 67.
Yes, yeah, so
that's extraordinary.
Got
mm. So that'd be, what, 40 years or so?
Yeah, about that.
That's impressive,
right?
Mate of mine had a fridge that was from the 70s, still going strong. He says it's freezing. He uses it as his beer fridge.
How has it not pooped itself yet?
I don't know. It's just so well made, it's lasted forever.
There you go.
Scott, have you had anything last a long time?
I'm thinking, not for me personally because I was a rough kid.
Yeah.
But people with their toys that they get as a baby.
Oh, and they're still good.
And they still, not that they still have them as adults, but like they've still got them if they need them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Lego is last
well, Lego
a long
is a,
time.
Lego is a big
last
one
Last forever,
well.
I think. I think they'll, you know, a million years from now, they'll be digging up Lego out of the ground that's still in perfect condition.
My partner's sister just had a baby.
Yeah.
And, We went shopping to try and find a stuffed toy that the new baby can grow up with. And it was like, this could last the next 20, 30, 40 years if kept in the right condition.
That's it.
That's crazy.
This is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. What have you got, or maybe a family member or friend has or whatever, that's lasted for ages?
All right, let's go to the phones now. Sharon in Barnsley. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's something that you own that's lasted forever?
My grandma's mini teaspoon. So she'd be 95 if she was still alive today.
Yeah.
She had it as a baby, a little cutlery set, and she passed it on to me probably about 10, 15 years ago. And my teenage children now use it not as an everyday spoon. It's a special grandma spoon. So when you're cooking a meal and you want to taste it, you use grandma's spoon to taste the meal.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is stunning. And Scott, you're a big teaspoon collector.
I'm a teaspoon guy.
So you'd be really appreciating this.
Any form of teaspoon chat, I'm all about it, Sharon. All about it.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Belmont. We got Catherine. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Catherine, fantastic. Tell us, what's something you've got that's lasted forever?
So we have this TV that will not die. It's about 15 years old. I think you probably get about, 5 years. You'd be excited if you got 5 years out of a TV at the moment. But we have this TV that it's sort of become the kids' TV. So it's copped like gaming controllers to the screen and water and everything. There was one night we had a grand final party and we'd all had a few drinks and came inside and kind of left it outside. We got up in the morning and it was face down on the back deck and we thought, oh, well,
finally,
TV's on.
Yeah.
Nah, it's still going.
And put it on it.
The house got broken into and they stole everything, but this TV is still here. And I'm going to be a little bit excited the day that it does die because I'm so keen to upgrade it. It's so awesome.
Yeah, you're putting it outside in lightning storms. You're like knocking it over accidentally on purpose. All this sort of stuff. It will. This is a little TV that could. You can write a children's book about this thing and become millionaires.
It's like the toughest TV in the history of the world, I swear.
Yeah, there we go. Catherine, you and I, we'll do a little book deal after. I can see it all panning out really well.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, I want to do a shout out to the team at Summerhill Tip. Our local tip, because I went up there, I had a big load of just rubbish to dump and got there just around the last entry, right? And it's 4:45 is the latest you're allowed. It was basically 4:45.
Mm.
And you're that guy.
Well, I didn't Primo. Want to be, but I had a massive day. I just made it, just squeaked it in. And two guys there helped me out, that workers there helped to, like, dump all the stuff. And even though I left after, they still, you know, let me out the gate and stuff and were just, they were like, all good. Legend. Sometimes it happens. So
right.
Absolute legends there that work there. Part of our local council team, I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say a big thank you to them for being so cool the other day from me. And sorry about being a little bit late.
The tip's always fun. Well, you never know what you're going to see.
Well, that is true. Mm. You see all sorts of extraordinary things that people are getting rid of.
The only bad thing about the tips, though, they do tend to smell a little bit.
Yeah, not too bad, Summerhill.
Really?
In the past, you used to go up the hill to like where you used to actually dump it just right on the ground.
Yep.
Now they've got basically a big shed that you drop it in.
Oh, that's clever.
Hardly any smell.
Lots of Glen 20.
I guess so.
Lots of Glen 20.
Probably got a subscription service from Amazon. You know, you get heaps, like a bulk discount or something. Whatever they're doing, it's working.
Fair enough.
Couple of candles, maybe.
UFM. The Novos.
Talking about, what are the chances? The coincidences that you come across in life could be personal, could be something that you heard about. What are the chances around the team? You guys got any random coincidences that have popped up lately?
Well, it comes about because Herald Sun's reporting a couple in Melbourne, or Victoria, I should say, super competitive, same day, same hole. Husband and wife score a hole-in-one, both of them on the same hole, on the same day, on the same green. 17 million to one odds. And they've done it. What are the chances?
That is extraordinary because people who play golf, they dream about a hole-in-one maybe their whole life, even just play casually. And they might not get it.
Yeah.
You get it amongst a group of golfing friends. And I know very little about golf. Maybe watch that Netflix thing or whatever, and that's about it. But a hole-in-one, people will buy you drinks for years off it.
Yeah, and people post. I've seen this on my own social feed. Where they take photos of the hole where they've scored a hole in one, and you go, again,
it's a hole in some grass.
Exactly. I'm not a golfer, but you can appreciate the skill. You can appreciate that it would
be amazing.
It would be bloody hard.
Yeah, and you'd dine out on that for years.
But to be able to do it, a husband and wife, same hole, same day, back to back, incredible.
Amazing, right?
You know, I don't know if they've actually done it. Maybe they've like swindled you. And just, you know, put the ball in the hole and not even actually did it properly.
Nah, they would have done it.
I reckon they've done it.
They've done it. But what are the chances? Kareev, I'll kick us off.
Okay.
A number of years ago, we were out bushwalking, my dad and I.
Yeah.
And he was a tradesman. And so he lost his phone while we were out bushwalking. And again, sucks because all his details, all the contacts, everything are in there.
Yeah.
Got a new phone, got everything kick-started again. Randomly, months down the track, gets his phone back. Because somebody found it in the woods, like where we were bushwalking, found it, charged it, scrolled through the contacts, and went, like, Dad's labelled them as a tradesman. He's labelled them as, like, somebody's name and the business that they work for.
Sure.
And this random person's picked up the phone and goes, oh, I know Jenny from such and such a business. Called him and said, hey, whose number have I called you on? Because I've just found their phone. Hey, Jenny, it's Mark. Who can I give this to? And then Jenny got in contact with Dad and said, hey, I know the bloke that's got your phone.
That's amazing. That's extraordinary.
You're like, your phone would be gone forever. And it's
a tradesman's
extension of your arm.
That's it.
And he thought he had lost it all, but no, it came back.
Amazing story.
Nokia 3310, by the way.
Well, a very
durable phone as well.
Surprised it needed charging even after 3 months. Probably just pick it up and it would go. Here's an amazing one. A couple of years ago, I went to a Thanksgiving party. Right, so some American friends, they're like, let's do a turkey and stuff. It'll be a bit of fun.
Mm.
Turn up there. Oh, what are you doing here? Some friends from down the road where I grew up when I was a kid.
No.
Right? I said, what are you doing here? It's this lady that I knew. She goes, oh, I'm here with my boyfriend who works for your friend. We met on a bus in America. He's American as well, so that's how he got invited.
You're joking.
Wow.
So they met on a bus randomly in America. That boyfriend happened to work for my friend, and now here we all are in the same room. I hadn't seen them for 20 years before that.
What are the chances?
Extraordinary. Sometimes there's those moments in life, sliding door moments, where just the universe lines up.
Mm. You ever sit there and think about the butterfly effect? That one decision you make just impacts
all the
rest of your life. I was sitting there with friends the other night, and one of them turns around and says, if I had never got my job at Macca's, nobody at this table would be here right now. Because he got a job at Macca's, and then that friend introduced him to X person and Y person, and then we're all sitting around the table going, Yeah, we all owe this to the Golden Arches.
Yeah.
Let's go get a cheeseburger.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We move for this next story to Turkey. All right? Okay. Imagine we've travelled over the journey to Turkey together because we're meeting Boulder the dog.
Now, the Boulder. Nice Boulder.
Well, absolutely. You should see the size of Boulder. Boulder is a chonky boy. He's quite a fat boy. He's a very famous dog in Turkey, not because he's on TV or something like that. He's actually a stray dog, but he's just so friendly. Everyone loves him. He looks sort of like some sort of cross between maybe a golden retriever and something else.
Like a chow chow in a way?
Yeah, he's big and fluffy, very, very cute. And he's become so well-known because he sits in this little doorway as a stray. He's got like a bit of cover under an arch. And obviously people feed him and stuff. He looks in good nick. And he's become so famous that he's got a Google Maps location.
Does he?
With reviews. At current, 237 reviews, all 5-star. Yeah, very popular.
I was going to say, he must be a very friendly dog.
Oh, you can go up and pat Boulder, give him something to eat, and leave a review. And people are leaving lovely reviews about how friendly Boulder is and how much, if you're in Turkey, you want to go and see Boulder.
Oh.
Which is so cute in a way. But it's interesting that there's so many stray dogs in Turkey. And I've heard of this. You guys hadn't heard of this before, right?
No.
So stray dogs are everywhere in Turkey. There's actually millions of them, but they're very well cared for. So the community basically takes on all stray dogs. I've seen footage of like a mattress shop. And after hours, they just open up the door. All the stray dogs go and sit on the display beds and go to sleep.
You're joking.
Oh, lovely.
It's like a dog hotel.
Well, sort of. But all shops, essentially, will adopt stray dogs, the local ones around them. They give them food. They're checked regularly by vets that will go around either checking them just in the street or they get taken in by the shop owners. And they're basically all really well taken care for, like, you know, looked after.
Right, so it's like opposite to the plot lines behind Lady and the Tramp. You know how they scoop up all the strays and put them in a pound? It's the opposite. They're just letting them roam free and just saying, hey, come into the store. We'll get you.
That's right. They're sort of trying to do a lot of neutering and stuff as well to keep the population under control.
Right.
But there's a huge amount of stray dogs. And I was looking into the reasoning behind it, why they have so many strays and they're so well looked after. They've essentially said that often strays will be abandoned and their belief is that it's not the dog's fault, so it's the people's responsibility to look after those dogs because they're just creatures on this earth that should be taken care of. And you think, what a mature attitude. Yeah.
Mm.
What a good attitude. You know, if all animals were taken care of so well, I think we'd live in a better place.
Yeah. I would agree.
So let's have a look at Boulder on Google Maps is where you search him. Boulder the dog. Very cute dog. Bring a bit of joy to your day.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Could not be more excited for a couple of my friends and my partner for tonight and coming up with the next couple of days because Bonnie and Clyde, opening night is tonight. This is Warners Bay Theatre. I've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's been an interesting process. I mean, my partner and the three other leads in the show had like a secret rehearsal last night, a last minute one.
So that like other casts weren't allowed in? No. Exclusive like that or what?
I just think that they just wanted to meet for dinner across the road at Warners Bay Hotel.
Oh, the real reason comes out.
Yeah, probably, but it's quite an interesting process trying to understand what goes on behind the scenes. Like, they've got fake blood capsules, they've got, like, cap guns, like, it's
whoa,
all happening.
Whoa,
it's
whoa,
so cool.
Whoa, you're revealing a lot of stagecraft secrets there. Are you even allowed to do that?
I actually don't know anything else other than that. Jeez, everyone's been quite tight-lipped about it, but
fake blood, though. Come on, the promotion—that's part of the secret secrets of it, isn't it?
If you know the story of Bonnie and Clyde, you know it's like a shoot 'em up type of romance show. Like it's going to be good. So that's on tonight. Then you've got tomorrow night, Saturday matinee, Saturday night. So if you want to see a good show, go to Warners Bay Theatre and see Bonnie and Clyde.
Are you going to go to all of them?
I wish.
You should. You should. You've got to support your man, right?
I am. It's okay. I will be there on Saturday night with the parentals, so that'll be good.
Oh, good stuff. At least you get to one.
Yeah, exactly.
He believes you've got to support him a bit. That's the main thing. If If you're a real fan, though,
you should go every night.
You should go at every one.
Look, he'll get some free wine and free dinner on me on, you know, on Saturday night. So he's good. Winning anyway.
That's good. Good. Fantastic.
UFM. The Novos.
And I reckon the best and worst time to be a state premier was during the COVID years. Worst because obviously you have to deal with that. But best for your own brand recognition and to people knew who you were. Come now, a few years down the track, ask for the Premier of Victoria. I couldn't tell you. Absolutely no idea. So the current Premier of Queensland's name's Stephen Miles, and he's been making headlines over the last couple of weeks because of his 50-cent transport fees right across the state of Queensland.
Now, that I've heard of.
Yes. Yes.
Stephen Miles wouldn't have picked him out of a lineup.
Exactly. So 50-cent transport fees have been massive for him in the campaign trail.
Big in the club.
Big in the club, exactly. I was like, hang on, where are we going with this? Yes, big in the club, of course. And it saved Queenslanders a whole heap of money. Is it a tactic to get votes?
Yes.
But is it working to some extent? We will see. This is sure to set him back, though. He's been called out by taking an 11-minute flight between two Queensland cities.
Is that a joke?
He's jumped on a plane and made an 11-minute flight. He kicked off at 4:22 and he got there at 4:33. Are you kidding me?
That is taking the mick out of our public purse, right?
I just reckon he's just loving the power and seeing how much he can exploit.
Well, he's now had to face the music. So it was between two destinations in Queensland. He was going from a coastal city called Hervey Bay to Bundaberg on Monday afternoon. Two reasons for his appearance. One, he was dropping off a birthday cake for one of his MPs.
And two, he wanted some ginger beer.
Well, exactly. Yeah, so you'd think so. Yeah, he's getting some good ginger beer. He's also making an announcement about something. What it was, who cares? He's had to come out today justifying why that flight was necessary compared to spending an hour 20 in the car on the Bruce Highway.
And you know, if you're the Premier, you don't have to drive. You get to sit in the back and someone drives and you can play, be on your laptop, do whatever.
So this is where he's come out swinging today. So a lot of the media has come to him in a presser yesterday saying that the Bruce Highway, notorious stretch of road in Queensland, unfortunately a lot of fatalities.
Oh,
like there's a terrible piece of road that they said, are you too good for the road? You're not taking the road because you don't feel safe on it. And he was like, no, he's denied. He's denied it through and through. I take the Bruce Highway, but basically saying that you don't want to put yourself at risk, but you're willing to put others at risk.
Ooh.
That was the line of questioning going. He obviously denied that.
Sure.
But yes, that was the line of questioning that basically you're too good for the Bruce Highway, which is such a staple in the state of Queensland.
Here's what I'd say as well. 50-cent transport. Get on a bus, mate.
Well, that's the other thing.
You want to cheat. There's the way to do it.
Well, then it breaks it down into, is there enough public transport? So he's shooting himself in the foot, left, right, and centre here.
This is not good for him, is it?
How about this? In an hour 20, an hour 20 would have been on the Bruce Highway. He saved himself the best part of an hour 10. 11 minutes in the plane. To travel 74 kilometres, which is the distance between those two cities in Queensland, is the equivalent of going from the Stockton Breakwall to the Twin Servos on the M1 in Wyong. He took a plane for that distance.
That's wild. That is a waste of money. And people's time and resources and everything else. And you can't be doing that.
How about this? 11 minutes in the air, only enough time to watch about half an episode of The Simpsons. Like, you're not even loading Disney Plus, and it's like, oh, right, sweet, I'm not even getting to the plot. Like, the thickness of the plot hasn't even shown itself in The Simpsons episode.
Yeah, wow.
And you're getting ready to disembark. He's come out today saying that it's all part of a wider campaign trail that he's doing, and that it actually works out for the best that he's traveling from destination to destination via plane, because from Bundaberg, he's then got to get somewhere else via plane. So he's just catching the plane as it goes, and the party have hired out the plane for him to get all to these regional areas of Queensland. That's cheaper than having a hire car. He said that, and cheaper than paying staff and petrol and time and all that.
I don't believe it. Here's why. It's coming out of the mouth of a politician.
Yes.
Yeah, flex your political privilege.
So they're throwing it around saying that it's not costing the Queensland taxpayers any money. Oh, he's still on the campaign trail. 7 weeks to go. It's getting juicy.
It certainly is.
UFM. The Novos.
We're done for the day.
Let's go.
Indeed, we do have to give away a prize, though, before we wrap things up. Matthew in Edgeworth, he's scoring himself a family pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park, your ultimate hands-on wildlife adventure. That is worth nearly $120. Congratulations. Yeah. He was on Team Soup earlier when I said, can you be, is anyone else like Scott and likes to have soup before 11:30 a.m?
And Matthew breakfast. Jumped on it. What a lad.
He was frothing it. He had memories of a delicious soup he used to have in a thermos every morning.
That's quite sweet.
Which is, it's cute, yeah. From his nan.
Yeah.
So, you know, nice memories. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.